The draft is next week, so let's start mocking. What is up, Dolphin fans? Welcome to another Dolphin Collective. Today, we are doing... I just realized that the lights are not on my shelves. There we go.
Pay your bills, damn it. Oh, sorry.
We are doing our mock drafts. Well, one. We're going to do one mock draft. We're going to do the first three rounds. Alan wants to do three rounds because of top 100. I got yelled at backstage. I cried a little.
Hold on.
I told you, Alan be grumpy, man. Alan be grumpy on Friday.
So yeah, top 100. We got seven picks. We're gonna do that, especially because we're gonna have to probably hash it out, talk between the four of us, and make the picks. But yeah, that's
who's the final GM here.
It's not Omar Kelly. It's not me.
I'm just asking who's the final GM.
I will do it democratically.
Here's your answer. Here's your answer, Omar.
Is it Doug? Okay.
For me. All right. Alan, you be grumpy, man. You would be my pick, but you be grumpy. I don't know. If I wanted to take Todd Simpson, you ain't finna vote for me. So.
You're getting
Ruben Bain.
But we are doing our mocks finally, and it should be an entertaining episode, as well as check out the sponsor Prize Picks. Use this promo code HMA, you play five, you get $50 instantly. And we will be, after we do our mock, we're going to look at some Prize Picks, we're going to have some fun, and then we're going to interact with you guys in the chat. Obviously, I'll be looking at the chat. That's my job, as well as hosting. To see what you guys have to say. And if you guys say anything interesting, I'll pop you in. So without further ado, I'm going to...
right there.
Something happened. It all got messed up. Wait, there we go. Okay. We'll do it like this. We're going to... Here we go. Four rounds. I did a consensus big board. Or do you guys want to do PFF?
Consensus.
Care for positional value, less more.
What do you think my answer is going to be on that one?
Less.
More.
In the middle.
I'll do a nice middle.
Omar, you might know that song. How do you like it?
Less randomness. Draft needs more or less.
Middle.
So do the middle on those two, and then less on the randomness.
There should have been no draft for need, but okay. Okay.
I think I could change it. Yeah, I can change it. No draft for needs?
No.
So I'll do a little less?
Correct.
Here we go.
Man, that was quick.
Yeah, you got to make it real quick. So, wow, Francis Maunoa goes to the Jets.
Okay.
That's probably because we went less on the need. David Bailey, R.L. Reese, Ruben Bain Jr. goes to the Giants. Again, because we made...
It was draft for need for everybody. Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Then we should increase it. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, this is not for... we control us.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we going four rounds or three, Doug?
Four.
Okay.
Three. Make an executive decision.
Three.
I want a quarterback in the fourth round.
That's
mocking Monday too, right?
All right, here we go. So a little bit better. Mendoza, David Bailey, Arvell Reese. The Titans take Francis Maunoa. Sony Styles to the Giants. Jeremiah Love to Cleveland. I don't know about that one. Caleb Downs to Washington. Mansoor Delaney. Mekhi Lemon goes to the Chiefs, and then Ruben Bain, right ahead of us, goes to Cincinnati. Huh. So we're on the clock. Cornell Tate, Spencer Fano, Monroe Freeling, Jermod McCoy, Jordan Tyson. You got the guard from Penn State, Kenyon Sadiq. What are you guys feeling?
By the way, when you went back and restarted it, we lost Delane because he was there on the previous one. Now he's gone. And hold on. I now need one of these.
Okay. We could trade down too. The only teams that are offering us a trade right now are Chicago, the Giants, and Atlanta. Chicago.
What's the highest pick?
We'd have to
do. I don't think we should do trades. That's not realistic. Yeah.
It's also going to become so convoluted and
It'll take forever. If I had to pick out of the guys who are available right now, I think I'm taking the guard out of Penn State. That's just me. TD, who are you taking? If you want me to search for a certain player.
No, you can go back to the top. You can go back to the top. This is tough because Tate is on the board. He's a nice weapon. But I would actually go how do you pronounce it? Fanu, whatever. I would go Spencer. He's undersized, but he's very athletic, and in the zone outside blocking, he is amazing. So this would be a good fit for what we already do, especially since we're going to invest in Achan. And guess what? I have an Austin Jackson get ready for a replacement, so we can get creative now on the O-line where it's not as pressing because somebody can play guard until we need him to get kicked outside.
Okay. Alan?
Do I have to pick one of those guys?
No, you can pick anyone.
I don't want to go back to the other list and pick Mansoor Delane. Bless, I don't like – I'm not a big Fano guy. McCoy's an automatic no for me because of the knee, Tyson, because of all the injuries he had. I don't like guard, generally speaking, for positional value. I may have to make an exception here. After trading down, if everybody turns me down, I may have to make an exception here with Ione. Would not necessarily sleep on Keldrick Falk also. Because I'm not getting him as a pass rusher. He's just a complete defensive end. In fact, I heard a comp today of Eric Armstead, former 49ers Jacksonville Jaguar, who's a very, very good player. I think I had heard maybe like Richard Seymour is another potential comp, that kind of player. And Richard Seymour went 6th overall. And he's also very, very young. And he also had 8 sacks in 2024. So do I have to pick one? I don't want to pick one. I'm gonna go Keldrick Falk. I've been talking to Keldrick Falk.
Okay. Ooh. And Omar.
I'm gonna go Vega, the guard from Penn State. It's a safe selection. I think him and Caleb Downs are the two surefire guys where I know their floor is super high. They're going to be immediate starters. I know they can be foundational pieces. And even if he pans out and plays well, I have him on a fifth-year option. And these days, guards are making $24 million a year. So he can facilitate my run game. I'm going Vega.
So we got two.
By the way, I jump in very quickly? Was told this morning by somebody who would know the pronunciation is Venga. Is it a Polynesian type of thing with Tua? Tungo Vailoa, where there's no N in his last name.
No, we can't draft him.
Enga Ione.
Enga Ione.
Yep. So we got Fano, 2 for Venga, and then 1 for Kendrick Falk.
That worked. Looks like we're going guard, guys, baby.
So, TD, you would be good with the guard?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. It doesn't hurt either way. I just felt like Fano was a two-part pick where, he could play guard in the interim, but we also have a guy who could play tackle if need be.
The thing about Fano to me is he watching him, he reminds me a lot of Jonah Savanaya. And he's right tackle, his partner on the left side, and he's small. So I'm projecting him as a guard. And now I'm making a projection because I haven't seen it. And I don't know what it looks like, which is why it makes me a little bit uncomfortable. I know exactly what
Vione
looks like, mm-hmm. can do. I'm moving Jonah to the right guard spot, letting him compete with whoever's on my roster, and putting him at left, putting the rookie at left guard.
See, I don't mean to crap on PFF, but they gave him a good grade in 2024 when he gave up a sack and two hits and 11 hurries. He had no sacks, no hits, and five hurries, and he has a lower PFF grade.
Yeah, but dude, that doesn't mean, first of all, that doesn't, yeah. it doesn't mean the same number of opportunities. It doesn't mean who did he go up against. That's why it's just not all about strictly numbers.
Mm. So we're going to go with Vega. Is everyone cool with that?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You're the final call, so you go with whoever.
I'm going to Chris Greer it. I'm going to be Democratic.
We don't want Chris Greer. No, sorry.
I clipped the sound for my soundboard for the draft, so when we make the pick, I'm going to hit it. My call. All right, here we go. Now we're at 30. Let's see what happened in between our pick at 11. So Freely went to the Cowboys, then Jordan Tyson to the Rams. Jermon McCoy goes to the Baltimore Ravens. He's going to have a very long, productive career there just because. Kenyon Sadiq goes to the Bucks. Carnell Tate goes to the Jets. Spencer Fano goes to the Lions. Akeem Mesidor goes to the Vikings. Amari Cooper Jr. to the Panthers. Keldrick Falk to the Cowboys. Dylan Thynemann to the Steelers. That's a good pick there. Proctor to the Chargers. Warren to the Eagles. Lamu to the Browns. Denzel Boston. Wow, he went early. To Chicago. McDonald to Buffalo. Miller to San Fran. Howell. Is Cassius Howell good? I haven't heard much about Cassius Howell.
I don't think he's a first round talent, but then I don't think a lot of those names you said are first round talents. But I think there's going to be a mad run on defensive ends that they're going to be done by the time you get to the second round. You're done with the second round.
And then Casey Concepcion goes to San Fran, Kansas City. Kansas City doubles down on receivers. Mekhi Lemon and Casey Concepcion.
Woo!
Loading
up. Zero chance of that happening.
And then we got trade offers. The Jets want to hop back in there, probably for Simpson.
I'm going to kick rocks.
We're gonna need this right here.
They're offering you a future first round pick.
Yeah, give me this.
Get a future first round pick. I think I'm doing business with the Jets for a future
this,
first round
this pick. This trade will not be accepted.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Arizona making that same kind of offer for Tyson.
Yeah.
So we got TJ Parker. We got three Clemsons that are available. TJ Parker, Terrell, Peter Woods, Ty Simpson is available for TD. We got Max the Tackle, who's available, Colton Hood, CJ Allen, Zion Young, Caleb Banks, Chris Johnson. I do like Chris Johnson a lot. I do like Colton Hood, too. I'm good with three picks here. I'm good with TJ Parker, Colton Hood, or Chris Johnson.
So I'm is good Concepcion picked?
Yeah, right ahead of us.
Right before us. Damn.
And we still have Chris Bell there. We still have Brazel, Zachariah Branch.
Let me see what we have at end.
TJ Parker, Zion Young, Malachi Lawrence.
TJ Parker, Zion Young. Ooh. Okay. I feel a little bit of pressure.
And our next pick is 43.
Yeah, I feel a little bit of pressure. I'm going to be empty-handed if I don't take an end here. But not a huge fan of TJ Parker.
It's about accumulating good players. So who do we like?
It's about doubles, not home runs.
This is why, we have to get a defensive end. You can get Gildan. Let's get defensive end next year if you don't like any of those guys here.
Okay.
That's my philosophy. To me, it would be Young or Terrell.
You would take Young, Zion Young,
or this guy right there.
I would actually take Zion. I would actually take Zion Young. That would be my preference. Just athletic traits. I like him on film. That's I feel the pressure to take an end. We'd be fighting over which end.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has the highest upside.
TD, what are you thinking?
Oh man, I'm gonna have to go with Terrell here. I just feel like 43 and beyond, you're gonna get another corner that's gonna be battling for a position in the room and not solidifying a spot. Terrell will have his spot on the team already solidified, in my opinion, and that's filling the hole.
Okay. Just so everyone knows in the chat, we are not doing trades.
The only thing I will say about cornerback is that I feel like this head coach, Jeff Hafley, who has a background with cornerbacks, and he said it to me, I don't remember which setting it is, he can find cornerbacks late and develop them. Now, that, yeah, I mean, my stomach grumbled a little bit too. You know, that's an arrogance of a coach, a confidence of a coach. Yeah. But that might be where he's leaning in the draft, probably picking three that he likes in whatever rounds he's able to pick and taking an edge earlier.
Mm.
If we are going edge, though, I would have preferred Parker.
I would also like to make a point. I did a little research on the last 20 years, the Dolphins, and how they've drafted in the edge position. The only guy that has actually hit after the second round of the many that they've drafted was Andrew Van Ginkle. Everybody else was a huge swing and miss, which hints to me that if you're going to take an edge, you better do it in the first two rounds if you want to have success doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to take an edge, no brainer now, because we got breaking news, and this is why you probably better take an edge now. Texans All-Pro Edge Will Anderson just set the market. Blockbuster, 3-year, $150 million. And that is $134 million guaranteed. Almost a fully guaranteed.
$134 million fully guaranteed? Whoa.
Yep. Really? Highest paid NFL player that's not a quarterback.
Mm.
Open the edges up.
If I had to choose,
so we're between, going. Hold on. The debate is Parker or Young?
Yeah. I just, for me, Young's off the field. I would go with Parker.
The thing with the Young off the field was a few years back, was it not? And then it obviously has to be investigated. But that's
favorite. Yeah.
The unknown.
You want to go safe or you want to be sorry?
I mean, Ty Simpson is there, but, you know, we'll say that for another.
What are we doing?
All right, we'll do this. Who wants Parker?
Oh.
I voted for Terrell. If the choice is Parker or Young.
Yeah, I voted Terrell first, but Parker is one edge.
I think Young has a higher floor.
I think we could get Young in the second, just the way that this draft is going. If not.
Okay. I mean, if y'all want to go Terrell, go Terrell. I think you're going to be left empty-handed when we get to the second round. We'll see.
Watch the edge there at 43. Watch this.
Again, but Omar, you're doing a need draft. I thought the idea of the Dolphins in 2026 in the draft is to go BPA, really, because they have needs everywhere. Let's not pretend like cornerback's not a major need.
Cornerback's a major need, but I also feel like I could develop some young cornerbacks.
Why can't you develop?
And truth be told, I could re-sign Rasul Douglas and have a cornerback better than anybody I could draft in this draft.
But Rasul Douglas is not going to be a factor, probably not going to be on the roster when the Dolphins are contenders again.
I agree with you, but then he could also be on the roster. I offer him a 1-year, $4 million deal. I bet you he signs.
What difference is it going to make in for the Dolphins' long-range building plans to have Rasul Douglas on the roster in 2026?
It will give them an edge, whereas they wouldn't have one before. And here's my thing. Am I really going to bank my future on Chop Robinson? I will not.
No. I agree, but you're going to need a cornerback as well as
I can get a cornerback in one of my many picks in the 100.
Let me. Could this be a case where the Dolphins are maybe trying to tell us something with the AJ Epenesa visit, where that may not be as big of a priority in the draft, where they're looking elsewhere?
I think it means that they realize they don't take an edge in the top 50 picks. They're going to be empty handed.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like maybe the draft plan is like, well, maybe we don't take an edge in the top 50. So that's why they're getting on it early, starting to look at guys.
Can I fire all of you on the spot right now? Guys, they're building for the future, for the long-term health of the plan. It's not – you guys are talking like
– winning now.
AJ Epenesa, by the way, who's an undersized edge defender, like Chop, like Josh Uche, that's not what they're in the market for. They want a big body along the defensive end. That's the Green Bay prototype. That's what they need. The AJ Epenesa visit is like he was ready to sign with Cleveland for 1 year, $5 million. They failed him on a physical. He's still out there. We can get him on the cheap. Let's bring him in for a visit. Check out his neck.
Well, yeah. Oh my God.
However long we want.
Well, do they really stick to the 8 minutes in the first round?
Let's clock be honest, is ticking, man. Clock is ticking.
Well, I think we. Like, if we're going to be smart here, I think we do take an edge. Because the market is going up, and on top of it, I do see our edge position as if we don't have an edge.
Correct. Let's act desperate.
Yeah. All right, so
we can wait on cornerback.
If we go pass rusher here, I'm taking Chris Johnson in the second round, if he's still there.
Okay. Guys, let's make a pick. By the way, Doug, you want it to be the final decision maker. Make the pick.
Make the pick, Doug.
TJ Parker it is.
Ooh, all right. Now see, this is nice. I like the way this one fell. Now Chris Johnson's gone. Where did he go? Colton Hood went to the Browns. Chris Johnson went to the Giants. Zion Young went to the Raiders. What does that tell you? And look at that. That's why they wanted to trade up with us, the Jets.
Jets got Ty Simpson.
They wanted Ty Simpson.
Right here for me, I don't know about you fellas, but Jacob Rodriguez got to get snatched off this board.
Zach Thomas. Yep, 100%.
You don't 100%. Like him, Allen? Y'all like Rodriguez?
I think we probably need to chill with the Zach Thomas talk over here. That would be my first impression.
Can I see my other options? Can I see what else is there?
So we got Caleb Banks. We got the guard, Pregnon.
Let me see what I got to pick from wide receiver and cornerback.
Wide receiver, you got Chris Bell. It didn't really change much. Bernard, Branch, Malachi Fields. You could probably get Ted Hurst in the third. And then your corners, you're looking at Pons, Stoops, that's Scott. That's my pick right there.
Mm-hmm. D'Angelo Pons is my pick right there.
He's tiny, though.
He can play.
He's
5'9". Jesus.
He'd be bringing him home. He's tiny. I've seen him in person. He's tiny.
He can play.
How many corners do we have seen below 6 foot?
Most of them.
Zero.
What?
We have no corners on this team that are under 6 foot.
There you go. You need one. Every team.
Diversity. That's what this team needs. Diversity. That's
a good answer. I will say this. There are two guys. Banks is like, oh, man, is he enticing, except he's got like.
If this was Chris Greer, he'd take Caleb
surgery and that. He is like high risk, high reward.
If this was Chris Greer, he's taking Caleb Banks. He probably would have took him in the 30. We don't have our next pick is 75. So a lot of the people you're seeing here are not going to be at our next pick. So like the safety is not going to be there. Stowers, the tight end, isn't going to be there. Rodriguez isn't going to be there.
Rodriguez might be generational.
I actually believe if we're going to stick to a true board, it's going to be Rodriguez. And I would take him in the second round. No questions. No question about it.
I like that's Rodriguez me. A lot.
I give it for me. I love his game. I mean, this guy, I think he can be one of the better linebackers in the NFL. Like, literally teeter right there. Like,
tackling machine.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Undersized out of Texas Tech.
Why is he on the board, though, if he's so special?
Motor, dog.
Why is he on the board if he's so special?
Because positional value.
Size. Athleticism. But he makes plays. He's got good instincts. I think I put him in the first round for my mock draft. But yeah. I'm Chris Greering it. What is the consensus?
Is that a Chris Greer move, Jacob Rodriguez?
No.
Oh
no, definitely not.
Chris Greer would not draft him. He's not of the prototype. So okay. And this is a prototype team. So let's
Yeah, Jonathan Miami popped in and he said Vegas was a bad pick. You need to take a wide receiver at 11 or in round 3, no in between. Dolphins aren't taking a wide receiver at 11.
They might need to take one here.
I'm okay with Rodriguez is on my man crush list, so I'm 100% okay with taking Rodriguez.
If we're doing the whole, you have to take a wide receiver here. We're doing it again of drafting for need. I thought we were not
drafting. Drafting for need. I think three of us here are taking Rodriguez.
Okay, then there you go. That's your pick.
Well, who would you have taken, Alan?
I said Pons.
Okay.
Dude's a baller. I don't like his size, but the dude's an absolute baller.
Yes, he's a South Florida kid.
Right. I just don't think.
Listen, I think one position and one position only is important right here at 75. We've neglected it to this point, Alan.
It doesn't matter right now. To me, the 2026 draft is about stockpiling good players. I don't care.
That's probably the best players available at this part of the draft are wide receivers. It's probably the deepest group.
The top three here. The three of the top five.
Yeah, you're right.
We got Malachi Fields here, who's a 6'4" wide receiver.
Yeah, thank you, big guy.
We got Max Clair.
Terrence.
Big tight end.
Is on there.
Antonio Williams, another wide receiver, shorter wide receiver. We got corner. Have we taken a corner yet? No. I do like Davison out of Ohio State. 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
Fits what Halfley likes. We have Ted Hurst as well. Our next pick is 87. And then we go bang, bang, bang. 87, 90, 94. Really quick. If I'm making the pick here, I'm taking the corner out of Ohio State, Davison.
I would be taking a receiver. It would be between Fields and Hurst. And while I think Fields is ready to contribute right away and give me size, I think I would prefer Hurst because of the upside. Just me.
What are you thinking, Alan?
I hate that I agree with Omar here. I hate that I agree with Omar. I think I'd go Hurst as well.
TD.
I can't believe I'm going to do this.
You're gonna agree too?
No, I'm going Max Clair.
Oh, okay.
Really? You going tight end?
Yeah, give me my 22 personnel. Let's roll.
So we got one for Clair, one for Davison, and two for Ted Hurts. And I do like Ted Hurts.
Hurts it is, though.
Yeah. We need a wide receiver, and he's not going to be there.
I'm just looking at best player available. That's why. So.
Now we got three picks in the next, seven picks?
Eight. The next three.
This is where you got to win, baby. This is where you have to
bang,
win.
Bang, bang, bang. You get it right. Kamari Ramsey, I like. We definitely need safety help. Malik Muhammad could be there at 90. Again, this is where They're all going to be there. If I'm making the pick, I'm taking Kamari Ramsey here. We need safety, and he's up there.
Scroll a little bit up.
Give me a look at what's a cornerback.
Yes, sir. Malik Muhammad, Julian Neal, Jalen Kilgore, even though he's a safety. I think he plays safety. Devin Moore, Chandler Rivers.
Can you click on Chandler Rivers for a second? Let me see his
size. 5'10", 185.
I like him as a player, too. I don't like his size, but I like him as a player also.
Hey, Doug, can you look at Kilgore's height again for me?
Six-one.
Yeah, I figured. All right.
Remember when our last South Carolina cornerback?
Nah.
Doug, any Alabama quarterbacks left?
Corners or quarters?
Yeah, any from Alabama left?
Drew Aller's still there.
Oh.
Nah, nah.
My call.
And you have my full support. All right, let's make the selection.
I say Kamari Ramsey. If you guys want corner, I will fight you on it.
I will go Julian Neal.
Julian Neal.
I like Ramsey, though. So, I mean, I'm with you on it.
6'2", Julian Neal.
Yeah, yeah. He's I think he's going to translate and be a solid quarter in the league.
Yep, that would be my choice also.
Julian Neal.
Julian Neal.
I'll go with the consensus.
Julian Neal.
Yeah, I've got no conviction about this bet.
I'm making my pick.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Wow. Talk about taking solar.
Oh, hold on.
Mr. Ross.
So Julian Neal, then we get our safety and Kamari Ramsey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was going to be next anyway because he was still on the board. That's good.
Exactly. And now I say we go another wide receiver. We got Bryce Lance still there.
Yeah, this might be the time to take Drew Allen.
I was just going to say that.
Because you're not gonna
get. He's not being there at 1:30. No.
Yeah, you're not gonna get.
Bryce Lance is still on the board, though.
Yeah, he is. Double down a receiver.
Bryce
6'3".
He's a good receiver. I think he can be really good.
I think we double down. We get two.
See, I want Drew Aller, but Bryce being on the board here, that's a tough one.
You go again, BPA. So this is what I kept talking about in previous episodes, where I'm like, you know, they'll take a quarterback. I'm fine with taking a quarterback if someone better is not there. And right now, for me, Bryce Lance is there, who I would take over Drew Aller.
What's his average? Oh, 67. Yeah.
So if you look at the consensus big board, Oscar Delp would be your choice.
Who has more upside?
But we've already drafted.
Isn't he a one-dimensional tight end? Actually, I don't know which one.
I love me some Dulcich, though, so.
Okay. I mean,
can't remember. Day 3. I have him targeted as a day 3 guy.
Stockpiling good players.
Dangerous pass catcher. Yes.
Correct. He would be a little bit redundant to Dulcich.
Mm-hmm. What you doing, Doug?
What's the next pick in the fourth round?
I'm giving you
130.
130. It's all the way down there.
How many quarterback between 130?
Yeah.
Jalen Green, 130.
We'll see when we get there. That's why I kept the fourth in.
All right. What's left the quarterback? It's Cole Payton.
Drew Aller, Carson Beck, Cole Payton.
And Jalen Green. Okay. Jalen. Let's take your receiver and roll the dice that one of those three are there.
Alan, you good with Bryce Lance?
I'd go Jalen Farmer, actually, but nobody asked
me. Double down at guard.
I'm a double down a guard.
See, if we didn't take there was multiple times where if we didn't take Vega, we could have taken
Pregnon. You talk about Pregnon. Yep. That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, we should have took that guard at 11 because there's guards in the mid rounds.
Or we could take Jalen Farmer now. Yeah. So there, if they don't get Vega or they don't trade down and take him, there's guards throughout the draft that I like. So,
well, Pregnon was available, what, at 30 or 43?
I think 43.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, that value. That would have been a nice place.
So my call, take a Bryce Lance.
And I fully support you in that decision. Now you know what to do.
All right, so he's gone now, huh?
No, he's right there. Not Drew Aller. I'm going to resign and go scout for another because my input is not being.
My call? My call?
Hold on, wait a minute. Who got Drew Aller?
Drew's gone.
Who drafted him? Who took him?
Probably
the Steelers or something.
Cleveland. Brown. Oh, his career is over.
He's going to unseat Shador. TD, you going to put up with that?
He's going to unseat Watson, not Shador.
Okay. I definitely think this is where we can go quarterback.
Talen Green.
And I'm either Talen Green or Cole Payton.
I mean, you got Carson Beck right there.
One year starter who's 6'1".
Yeah, I mean, I would take whoever's the most intelligent of the two. I don't know that.
It's cross minister an IQ test.
If everything is equal, then I would support Poupard's Talen Green.
What's the next pick?
Oh, I don't even know. Somewhere in the fifth round. I think our all pick right. In the fifth, so like
let's get
12th or 11th.
Let's go ahead and get him. Let's get our backup to Malik, MVP Malik, that is.
So you guys want Talen Green over Cole Payton?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not comfortable with it, but yes.
A+.
Let's see what we get.
No grade.
It literally said grading your draft.
Wow, it didn't give us a grade. I give us a B+.
We'll use PSFN next time because they'll pull PFFs.
I like our draft.
What were we thinking, man?
We doubled down a wide receiver. We added a cornerback and a safety. And we got a backup quarterback. We got an edge. And as a bonus pick, we got Jacob Rodriguez.
Yeah.
So I think we're probably sitting at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 immediate starters. Six immediate starters.
Who are you leaving out other than Talen Green?
I think I left out Jacob Rodriguez because
The receivers are going to start it, really?
Yeah. No. Both receivers. You don't think so?
No.
4, 5.
Who started Dallas?
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. I don't think both. Storm Duck is a very formidable. Storm Duck is in there.
Formidable.
Juju, if he could stay healthy.
Yeah, Juju. Oof, that guy can play, but he can't stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Alan, I still need you to answer the question.
There is no
Hurst and Bryce Lance and Kemp. Who's starting?
Juju Atwell would be one starter, and then the other one would be either Tolbert or Malik. They're not probably Tolbert. Dude, they're not starting two rookie third round wide receivers. And you show me when the last time that's happened.
Okay. We'll find out in camp.
We will find out.
But it really comes down to who's intelligent enough to master an offense in 4 months. And I have a high suspicion that Ted Hurst will not because of the level that he played on.
Well, it's not going to be as hard for the receivers now as it used to be in the past because they don't have to remember spots anymore. You know, they could actually just run their routes and let it flow through the offense. So, yeah, they'll be straight.
We shall see.
I think we did okay.
That's the one thing.
I actually like it. I actually like
Jonathan. It took us. Jonathan is begging for us to do another draft. It took us 40 minutes to do one draft.
Oh wow!
Do you know how long it's going to take us to do another draft? We'll do one next week. We'll do another one next week. Monday. We promise, just for you, Jonathan. Promise you. TD, you got any prize picks you want to talk about?
Yes, sir. I'm pulling it up right now because the playoffs for the NBA is about to kick off, ladies and gentlemen. And if your team didn't make it, I want to say I'm sorry to hear that in advance, Heat fans. But yes, right now I have my own lineup. I did an NBA lineup. I didn't do so well last night, but I got a 4-pick in, starting out with LaMelo Ball over 24 points, Draymond Green over 8.5, Brandon Ingram over 21.5, and Anthony Edwards 6.5, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to tell that, make sure that you follow us on Prize Picks. You can go ahead and tell those picks, ladies and gentlemen. But remember, I keep emphasizing because people keep asking. I don't know if it's available where I am. Listen, the major states like California, Texas, Florida, it's available. Once you go on, you'll be able to see if your state qualifies, but you got to use the link in the description of the video and make sure you plug in code HMA so that you can get $50 instantly after you play $5 in your lineups, all right? Take advantage of the opportunity with Prize Picks. Trust me, it will not disappoint, and have fun.
There you go. Let's get to some of these donations. Idleman said, several recent mocks have Love and Styles falling to 11. Do you play hand dealt or ignore? I'm taking Sonny Styles.
I would do the same. And yeah. I'm not a big Love fan. I think he's solid, fine. I think he's a production of his line. If somebody wants to trade up for him, come on down.
When we did our draft just now, something that's just sitting on me is the wide receiver that was available at 11. Are we really just not in on none of these receivers in this draft? Because Tate
not at 11. I know some other people while they were watching us was like, "How do you not take Tate? I'm not at 11. I don't."
Yeah, no. I see. Not at 11. If you're going by what John Eric Sullivan said in terms of how he ranks players, I see all of those receivers as just starters, not game changers, not Hall of Fame caliber players. And in fact, Concepcion would probably be my favorite of like, I like him and I like Lemon though. And I know they don't have the size that you need, you want, this unit needs and wants, but I like playmakers. I'm sorry.
Did you see the letter that Amari Cooper Jr. put out to the NFL teams?
Yeah, that was cute.
I like that.
By the way, yeah, we're going to go back to, you like playmakers? We're going to go back to having smaller guys who can get disrupted down the stretch. Also, John Eric Sullivan, when asked about positional value, said quarterback, somebody who can affect the quarterback,
pass rusher,
somebody who can protect your quarterback, number four, somebody who could playmaker with the ball, and then somebody who can prevent playmakers from making plays with the ball.
Mm-hmm. In that order?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So Ty Simpson is getting drafted.
Nah.
Such a butt. Daryl, thank you so much for becoming a member, bud. We appreciate you. Garbcon says, Tom Armstead seems pretty high on Spencer Fano.
Okay, that's cool.
He is undersized, but that athleticism, when you comped him to who was Eichenberg, he don't move. Eichenberg don't move like him.
No, I think it was talking to Jonas.
I keep saying Eichenberg and replace Jonah. I don't know why I keep saying
that. Hey, man, give the kid a shot. Damn.
Oh, no. But Jonah don't move like Fano, whatever.
And Jonathan, I did not pass up on Sonny Styles, sir. So don't put that on my name.
Dare you.
In fact, I have a Dolphins mock draft that's being published right now on the Miami Herald, and I promise you, I did not pass up on Sonny Styles.
Spoiler alert, he picked Sonny Styles.
well, Walt Dog says, if this happens, trade down or select Tate. I don't think Tate's the best player available at that point.
I will say this. That board was screaming trade down, though.
Oh, 100%.
You could.
If you could. There's a magic.
I think Dallas is one of those teams that would like to get ahead of Miami because they have comparable needs.
Makes me laugh when the draft happens. Just now we were doing mocks and I was reading some of the comments and people were saying, so-and-so won't be there at that point or during the draft, right? Say 11 comes during the draft next Thursday or Thursday and the Dolphins don't trade down. A lot of fans will be like, why didn't they trade down?
Because the offers weren't tempting.
You
got to have someone to trade. It's not like you just go, we're trading down. Because
they had somebody they really wanted. But what I can guarantee you, this is not even mocking. This is a fact guarantee. Write it down. After the Dolphins select, they will be saying he was the highest graded player on our board.
If you stick to a
truth. Here's a better question for you, Alan. Will the player's family be brought up?
He comes from a good family, if possible.
No, the one I don't want to hear. The one I don't want to hear. There's two things I don't want to hear. Is he's a and sad. I'm opening myself up for backlash here, but he's a great person. I'm a great person. You don't want to be me, okay,
that's you mean terrible people.
Number two is football is important to him.
He loves football. Where's he loves football?
Did you see that 60-something-year-old that's playing college football?
No.
Yeah, it's this. He's a full-time student. I think he's going for like psychology or something. And he's like a walk-on, and he's a defensive end. But he's obviously not. End. Yeah.
So there's still hope for me.
In pretty good shape for a 60-something-year-old. I thought it was pretty funny.
Still hope for me.
Intramurals, by the way, Doug.
What happened?
Intramurals.
Things I don't know. Garpump said, "Oh, and T-Stead said he'd be pleased to do a short guest appearance here if you guys would like to have him step in and say hi for a limited segment. If we do that, one of us won't be here, so maybe it'll be a night show when I can't make it. Then I think we could do a guest because, again, four and then throwing a five in just doesn't make sense.
There's a crowded space, yeah."
He's a big guy.
Actually, when I talked to him on Monday, someone in the chat was like, oh, are you coming back? He's like, I'm down to 250. I'm done playing football. He was like, I am not in any type of shape to play anymore. So, yeah, no, he's done. And I noticed that all offensive linemen, once they're done, they just shed it.
Not all. Some of them, not all.
Who's the Browns tackle?
He's the Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas.
He was like gone.
Because they have to do a lot of carb loading when they're playing, and then their bodies and their joints, for them to be able to carry and be out of pain, they have to lower the weight. So
you remember Mike Pouncey?
Pouncey looks like a linebacker now.
I know, like this, at his ceremonial signature for the one-day contract with the Dolphins. I mean, look, he was half the man he used to be. I mean,
yeah.
Mr. 305 says Tate is awful. Watch his tape versus press. Also, please look at Skylar Bell, round three, better than Tate, and comp is Ricky Pearsall.
I'm not a big Tate fan for multiple reasons. The press is actually at the top of that list. I don't see him being an alpha receiver. I think he would be a nice number two and complimentary piece. I'm not drafting that 11. I'm just not. That's not what I'm doing.
If somehow, some way, Tate is there at 30, would you take him?
Almost? Absolutely. No question. Not. He's not going to be, but yeah. Absolutely.
Walt again. So Walt goes rapid fire. He was responding to our draft with donations, so I'm going to go rapid fire. So Falk at 11, a bit of a reach. T at 11, 2026 right guard, 2027 right tackle, 100%. So Then he said Terrell at 30, no question. Asked trade for his bro in Atlanta.
Walt, why are you hating on all my picks? Do you hate me, Walt? Is that the deal? Do you hate me, Walt?
Walt also says trade down from 11, 18 to 24. Stay put at 30.
That's the zone where most people are trying to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know how comfortable I feel trading down, because that's...
Well, here's the thing. They're trying to get out of there because they want better, but they want to move up. But there's a lot of comparable players for the value there.
Mm.
I think they just want better, but why waste 11 on something that you should be able to get at 18?
Walt says TD is smart, Terrell, day one starter.
Go back to the previous comment from Walt, please.
I gotta scroll back. Hold on.
Seriously?
Hold on. Why are we interrupted by smart one, Alan?
No, because he just goes Terrell at 30. No. Now and I, by the way, I'm the first one who brought up Terrell. Now TD is so smart because Terrell's a day one starter.
I don't think that's what he means.
TD, stop telling your brother to chime in on the chat.
All right, let me know. Shout out to David for becoming a member. We appreciate you. We got more here from Walt. He said, can't get an edge day two. Malachi Moore, Sutton, or Gabe. He also says, can't wait on cornerback. Need three starters and two safeties. Pons is a slot only luxury pick. Not this team. says, I love this is from Keys on My Mind. Walt back in says second round linebacker isn't best, sitting bench hole 2026. You know what I say to that, Walt?
See, he criticized mine too, because I want linebacker in the
Rodriguez
second round.
Was a smart pick, waste bench all of 2026.
He ain't gonna be on no bench.
All right, Walt. We appreciate that, like $40 and $2 donations. He's on My Mind said you should all do your own and grade them. Lots of engagement. I did mine today. I did three non-draft, and then tomorrow I'm doing non-trade. Tomorrow I'm doing three with trades. So
that's a good idea. We could bring ours. Bring our mocks, and we can all talk about them and rip each other apart.
I try to do each of my drafts. I do different. So, like, if in the first round, if I took Mansoor Delaney, then my second draft, if he's available, I don't take him. I'm like, let's try to mix it up and see how I can get it to fall differently. So, don't judge me too hard.
I did a mock draft, but I did all 32 picks in the first round. When you do that exercise, you learn a lot. What I do differently with my mock drafts are I list the top five position needs for each team, because I've actually looked at their team, looked at their roster, looked at their contracts, and made educated guesses on what they'll do. Obviously, it's going to be wrong. So, you know.
Did you look at the real money in the contracts or just the annual average?
No, I only look for the real money, sir.
Jay Finn said, did you see the interview Dan Le Batard had with Halfley? It was a good interview.
I'm not finished with it, but I will complete it. Dan Le Batard is the best interviewer of my lifetime.
He's very good.
Yeah, he's been that long for a long time. Mm-hmm.
The Matthew, member for 11 months, almost a full year. You've been with us since the beginning as a member. Next mock draft, Alan is in charge of all trades. I will give up the reins. We'll do it for the next one. Who's on the man crush list this year, Omar?
I don't know if I'm going to do one. I can honestly tell you, I just can't get into this draft. I don't know. And the draft is my favorite time of year. This is my favorite process. And for some reason, the passion just isn't there. I used to wake up at 5 a.m. and grind the film, and I'm insomnia also has contributed to it. So I'm trying to get better sleeping habits.
Walt chimes back in. He says, bottom line, Miami should trade back from 11. I'm pretty sure they would love to.
But why? Okay. Yeah. If they can get
a first next year, they'll do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Orlando, thank you for becoming a member, bud. We appreciate you. Noel said, so many milquetoast choices from lower first round through third. hard to convince, hard to have conviction in any choice in that area of the draft.
What is Milk Toast?
Jags.
Boring.
Oh, okay. Milk Toast, that's new.
I think people view a sexy draft, a wide receiver playmaker draft. That's
quarterbacks, stuff like that.
Pass rusher.
Yeah.
Walt said I should have the final decision. I did for a few of them. I made some picks before you guys even knew I did it, like the safety for Ramsey. I was like, boop, got him. Idle Man said, I did a mock, picked Styles at 11, traded Brooks for a third and a fourth. Facebook hates me. Don't ever go on Facebook. I haven't gone on Facebook since I graduated college. That's what Facebook was originally created for. You had to have a college email. But now everyone and their grandmothers on Facebook believing all the fake stuff that's on there. Did you see? No. Don't go on Facebook. Band up with the tour. Appreciate you. He said Omar Kelly has the worst takes in football.
Love
TD. It's the same guy as Walt. He just changed his avatar image. This is
he caught me again.
Got a lot of love for TD today.
Hey, Ali, you were getting the love for 5 weeks straight. I had one day.
I'm jealous.
Grun said, Greer tried to sign the 6-year-old for the O-line.
Yeah, I'm more worried than we are.
And then Steven said, need to take Claire. What if Dulcich gets hurt? Come on, man. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Give me some Dulcich. But that's what we got for you guys. We did a mock today. We will see you Monday at 1 o'clock again. I think maybe we'll do a Wednesday show at night. Do a pre. You guys can do a preview, draft preview if you guys want at 7 to 8. And then I'm thinking
tentative. We'll discuss
tentative. Yeah, discuss. And then would you guys be available? I know I'm doing this live. I'm putting you on the spot to do a Friday morning, like 1 o'clock again, to preview, to react to day one draft.
Election's probably the best idea.
That's not morning. That's not morning.
It's morning for me because I go to bed at 8:30 in the morning.
It depends on what time the Dolphin first round pick speaks to the media because they usually bring him in.
Oh, yeah, because it's going to be late. But this is, I'm just, so.
That works.
Yeah, people in the chat know we're going to do Monday one. We'll try to hit Friday before 3 if we can, give a reaction to the draft. And then in between that, I think the guys might do a night show. I can't do night shows for the time being because of my 2 children. So
is Pittsburgh a different time zone?
No.
Okay.
I think it's very close to being one, but I don't think so.
But it's not. Okay. Not
yet. But go check out Omar Kelly. Like he said, he's going to have his mock out on the Miami Herald. You can check out Alan Poupart on Miami Dolphins on SI. Great articles over there as well from that man with the beautiful haircut. You can check out TD Fins Talk over at YouTube.com. He also has his fantastic channel, AFC's Roundtable, Roundtable Sports. I am very proud of him for what he built over there. And you can check me out on YouTube.com/DougLeeDuro. But we are out, and we will see you Monday. Peace.